On R2C2, Cece Sabathia and Ryan Rucco guide listeners through everything going on in the MLB, NBA, and NFL. They also talk to friends, athletes, and celebrities about the world of sports and much more. Check out R2C2 with Cece Sabathia and Ryan Rucco on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's New York, New York, presented by FanDuel. Take a shot at betting the NBA with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Right now, you can check out the new and improved Parlay Hub, filter by odds, sport, and bet type to easily find the most popular parlays and same-game parlays all on one page. Plus, start betting on the Explore page and the Pulse and bet live same-game parlays for every NBA game. So download the app today and bet with FanDuel, official partner of the NBA. The Ringer is committed to responsible gaming. Please visit rg-help.com to learn more about the resources and helplines available and listen to the end of the episode for additional details. Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit rg-help.com.
This episode is brought to you by Max. The new HBO original limited series, The Sympathizer, is an espionage thriller and cross-culture satire that follows a communist spy during the final days of the Vietnam War and his new life as a refugee in Los Angeles. From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr. and based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel, The Sympathizer is streaming now exclusively on Max. Tap the banner or visit this episode's page to learn more.
Sorry we're not running on Tom Coughlin time, but there was a little calamity involving my car. Thankfully, my car has not been stolen from Brooklyn, but you don't want to hear about that. The Met fan is fired up right now. Welcome into this special edition of New York, New York. You have every reason to be fired up right about now. Your team just went out and got the big fish. Your team and your owner just sent a message to all of Major League Baseball. We are not messing around. We are all in. We are putting all of the chips in the middle of the poker table, and we are going for it. That's what this move is all about from a New York Mets perspective. The Mets got the true difference maker of this offseason. Max Scherzer is a first ballot Hall of Famer. Max Scherzer is one of the best big game pitchers, a warrior, a horse, and now the idea of envisioning Jacob deGrom and Max Scherzer leading and headlining a rotation in a regular season, and especially if you find your way into the postseason, that is absolute euphoria from a Mets fan standpoint. Because the Mets for years were a franchise that didn't go the extra mile. That day is done. This owner said, to hell with that. He got stiffed by Steven Matz's owner. He said, hey, I'm going to show you. I'm going to go get the best pitcher on the market. And listen, my thought with Scherzer was always he had no interest in coming to New York. He had no interest in being in New York City. Money talks. Point blank. Money talks. The Mets went out and paid him north of $40 million. Over the next couple of years. They got the money. The owner has the money. Flex. That's exactly what you should do in this sort of situation. Go and get a difference maker. They got themselves a difference maker. And, you know, I was thinking about this. Met moves that moved the needle to this extreme. Obviously, Lindor was a big deal. Don't want to minimize it in any way. But the two that I'm coming back to, Piazza, of course, in 1998, and we could thank Mike and Chris for putting the extra pressure on and making sure that Mike Piazza was in New York Met. The other one, it's kind of a combination. Carlos Beltran and first Pedro Martinez back in 2005 when it was like, all right, new Mets, new way of doing business. Boom, we're going and getting big-time players. Scherzer, listen. I know he's 37 years old. Look at his numbers between the Washington Nationals and the LA Dodgers last season. You're talking about still a guy who is a difference maker and a top of the line type of pitcher. Kevin Gausman doesn't move the needle like this. Marcus Stroman doesn't move the needle like this. I'll take it a step further. Robbie Ray, who won the Cy Young last year, doesn't move the needle like this. You went and got a guy that was the unthinkable. Scherzer, he's never coming here. Listen, I'll own it. I'll acknowledge it. If you would have told me 3 weeks ago, heck, if you would have told me 5 days ago, JJ, what do you think about Scherzer and the Mets? I would have said no shot. Not because of the money and the financial resources of Steve Cohen. I would have said no shot because I didn't think Scherzer wanted to play here. Simple as that. They proved me wrong. This is big boy type of stuff. This is holy moly. We got FU money. Let's go. DeGrom and Scherzer got to be healthy in a five-game series. But can you imagine? Can you imagine the idea of rolling out DeGrom and Scherzer in game one or game two of a playoff series? It's frightening. And I'm not going to lie. I'm super jealous. From a Yankee standpoint, today is not about the Yankees. It is not about the Yankees. So let's make that crystal clear. Today is about the New York Mets. I'm jealous because I just saw this owner basically say, hey, this is the guy I want. I'm going to go and get him and nobody's getting in my way. That used to be life as a New York Yankee fan. I miss those days. Today's about the Mets. They made a statement. Max Scherzer, $40-plus million a year and worth every freaking penny.
This episode is brought to you by NetSuite by Oracle. The less your business spends, the more margin of money you have. I think that's pretty obvious for everyone, but actually doing it, that's easier said than done because the cost of everything is going up these days. So do the smart thing. Switch to NetSuite by Oracle. It's the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one platform and one source of truth so you can easily reduce costs and headaches. NetSuite specifically helps by reducing IT costs since it lives in the cloud with no hardware required and cutting the costs of maintaining multiple systems since everything you need is on one suite. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. See for yourself how effective NetSuite can be and try it out today. And by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/ringer. That is netsuite.com/ringer.
We lead it off with Frankie, who joins us. Frankie boy, what is up?
What is up, my man? Oh my God, what a difference a couple days makes, huh?
Well, think about it. You were the butt of all jokes a week ago. The idea that nobody wanted the job, the idea that the Mets were this toxic place, I mean, and what a bunch of nonsense that was, Frank. I mean, it's New York City. It's a team that's got a ton of money to spend. I never bought for a minute that players didn't want to come here. To think, Starling Marte, Escobar, and Mark Canha were the appetizers to what you got over the weekend.
It's insane. And now you have a true center fielder, what we've been looking for since Beltran left. You're better up the middle defensively, and now you have another ace next to Jacob DeGrom, just a beast. And we've seen this guy for years with Washington. It's unbelievable. He's a bulldog. He's a warrior. He's got the two different color eyes. You know, the Mets fans are going to run with that, with the emoji. It just changes everything, man. And I don't think they're done. And now it's kind of laughable because we're like, oh, they could still add Stroman. They could still add this. It's definitely possible. They could bring back Baez.
Well, I would say out of those two, Frank, who's more likely at this point? It's Javi Baez. But I'll take it a step further. The Philadelphia Phillies are talking with Chris Bryant. Chris Bryant makes more sense for the Mets than Baez and Marcus Stroman. How about that?
Yeah, no, I agree. And it gives you some, and it gives you more. I think Bryant, yeah, definitely, if they want to start him at third, and if Beatty comes up, they can move him to the outfield to right field. Because right field is still a void where they need to fit. They have some options now, and then obviously two with McNeil, Dom, and JD. Yeah, I mean, the thing's annoying is you're selling low on them. So maybe you start the year with them, or you move maybe McNeil and right with Canha in a platoon situation. They have a lot of possibilities, but I think right now the main focus is try to get another starter reliever, and we'll see what happens with Baez. But it's crazy because I think they have 2 days right before the shutdown.
Well, that's assuming that there's no deal cut between now and then. And listen, with the way all of these players are acting, you can't honestly envision that they're going to go and cut a deal. That's why these guys are signing. You hear all the reports out there that Corey Seager's looking to get it done within the next couple hours. And the Mets are going to spend. That's what we have learned now, Frank. Even though they don't have a manager, even though it took forever to get a GM, this owner is all in on the idea of filling the championship team. We'll see if Scherzer holds up. We'll see how he looks here 3 year, 4 in the contract. It doesn't matter. With their money, this is the sort of move to say, screw it. We're putting all our eggs in that basket. And we're going to have a legit 1-2 punch that maybe carries us to a championship.
It's crazy. And then, like, just think about it. It's like, then you're asking Walker, Carrasco, one of those guys, one of them to pitch good out of the three, you know, every 3 out of 5 days. Because you know, if DeGrom's healthy and Scherzer, you're going to get 6 to 7 innings dominant baseball. So it really just changes everything. And the only thing, I guess, with Stroman is, do you think he's hurting himself right now with what he's doing on social media?
Yes. And I'll take it a step further, Frankie. Excellent call. Good start. I would not bring back Marcus Stroman if I'm the Mets. You don't need him now. The guy thinks he's the best pitcher in baseball. I'm not giving him $24 or $25 million a year. I just gave 40-plus to Scherzer. Go get a stud position player. And actually, you know who the Mets should be in on? Raisel Iglesias with the Anaheim Angels. Because I don't trust Diaz in the ninth inning. Iglesias would be my next move. Iglesias and Brian. I'm sure he's fired up. The great Hector in Washington Heights. What's up, buddy?
JJ, is it possible for you to pinch me through this green room?
I might be. I'm pinching you. I'm going to squeeze your butt while I'm at it. I think you would allow that today, to be honest with you, Hector. I think anything goes.
You might get away with that kind of shit right now. Holy smoke, JJ. I can't believe it, man. And I've been a pessimistic guy these last... I mean, I spoke to you a couple of days ago. You know how I've been feeling.
Hector, listen, you were not even all in on the idea of Marte Rosario and Marte Escobar and Cana. This takes it to another level, bro. You got beyond the appetizer. You got the steak, medium rare, perfect, crispy. That's beautiful, bro. That's beautiful.
Absolutely, man. And you nailed it. Yeah, I wasn't all in. You know, with the Marte, it kind of excited me a little bit. But this right here, and the first thing I got to hear is, and at least you admit it, you're jealous.
Oh, I'm jealous. Hector, any Yankee fan, let me make this clear. And I don't want today to be about the Yankees because it's not about the Yankees. And I got to be fair about that. Listen, I know I'm a Yankee guy. We all know I'm a Yankee guy. Today's about the Mets. I am freaking jealous because I saw your owner and I saw your team say, screw it. We want a guy. We're getting a guy. We're flexing our muscle. The Mets flexing financial muscle. And I got the Yankees signing Jose Peraza.
I got buddies of mine hitting me up on group chat talking about, oh, good luck, $43 million.
Oh, they're haters. Hector. They are absolute haters. Listen, they're just trying to get under your skin. That's what they're trying to do. This is a brilliant signing for the Mets.
It's not going to work, JJ. It's not going to work. And listen, man, perhaps your boy Fleas, who was talking me off the ledge almost every time I called a fan that night, and he said, don't worry, Hector. This guy's going to spend money. And right now, we got to make big moves. And I'm like, when is it going to happen? When is it going to happen, Fleeks? Well, it's happened. And now I'm back, baby, because I wasn't feeling good. I can put up with Sandy still being around now. And this is the kind of moves they're going to make. And this is the kind of statement we needed. And it's the kind of attitude we need, JJ.
Attitude. Bingo. And that's why, Hector, I asked, what move is this most similar to? Piazza in 98. And I would say Pedro and Beltran in 2005, because when you made those moves, and this is actually very similar to Pedro, although I think Scherzer's got, quite frankly, more gas left in the tank than Pedro did in 2005. A lot more gas left in the tank. I really do. I think he's got more velocity. I think he's in better shape. I know there's a lot of wear and tear on the arm, but the mechanics are great. He's a bigger dude. I think he could give you 2 to 3 big seasons. I do.
No, I think so, too. I think is for sure. I think two are guaranteed. But the attitude, JJ, how many times have we spoken and I said, there's nobody in this team that hates to lose. There's nobody that, like, they're okay with losing. Oh, we'll get him tomorrow. Dom Smith with his nonsense. Oh, the games count after the All-Star break. None more of that bullshit.
No, and you know what, Hector? Excellent, excellent, excellent point. Excellent call. Appreciate it, as always. The Mets clubhouse needed a culture shock. Gelbs talked about that yesterday. If you listen on New York, New York, and you better listen on New York, New York. That's what we do, a podcast. And this will be posted as a podcast in case you missed this work of brilliance. There was something off with their clubhouse. Vibe, feel, there was something off. You got gamers in here now. Marte is a gamer. Escobar is a gamer. Khan is a gamer, and there's no bigger gamer on the mound than Max Scherzer in all baseball. There's no bigger gamer. The great Dougie in Long Island is up next. I'm sure he's giddy. Dougie boy!
Ah, Johnny, giddy doesn't even begin to explain. You know I work overnights. I just woke up about a half hour ago to this phenomenal.
Well, bro, it's like getting the best Christmas present you could ever imagine. You know what I mean, dude? It's like getting a Maserati under the tree. I don't know what that feels like, but that's basically what it's like, dude. It's like getting a Maserati.
Yeah, it definitely is. I got friends who are giving me a hard time.
Who the hell be giving you a hard time? What idiot would be giving you a hard time about Scherzer?
Yankee fans, I'm waking up to, now you guys are going to try and buy it. Let me tell you something. This is a good day for the Yankees, too, and I know people don't want to hear it. Hal's not going to be able to sit in the background.
I don't know about that, Doug. Doug, I don't know about that. Let me see that first. Well, listen, I agree. They need a shortstop, and I got to hear about Andrelton Simmons. Please. That is garbage. I don't want to hear about Andrelton Simmons. Go get a difference maker. Go do it.
Yankee fans were told about the luxury tax. The luxury tax has been under. I think they will. But listen, you know, Billy Epler, this team's clubhouse sucked. This team was awful, hitting with runners in scoring position, you know. And on your old station, bro, he signed three guys the other night, and the hosts all killed the Mets about what.
I mean, listen, I don't know what they're saying. They're totally lost. I mean, listen, I don't know who's saying what. What is there to kill? You got three gamers. You got balance, and you got guys that hit with runners on base. Doug, they needed guys like that. I mean, listen, I can't tell you what other people are saying because, listen, I worry about what we say here. The idea of killing any of those Sonics from a Met perspective is nonsense, bro. Nonsense.
Well, that's why I miss you there, buddy, because you put your fandom aside and you told it the way it was, and that was part of the best thing about you. So, listen, you know, the move about this that I like the most is, you know, there's going to be a lockout. And in the CBA, the owners want more playoff teams. You now, for the next two seasons at least, have two of the best pitchers in baseball. It makes it easier to get into the playoffs. And then you have these two guys, and the playoffs is tremendous, Johnny. Unbelievable.
It's game-changing. And let's be honest, Doug, good call as always. There are not many teams that have the luxury to roll out two big starting pitchers anymore. You even watched the way the Atlanta Braves won the World Series. They were basically getting guys off the street to pitch. If you can have that advantage, takes you to another level as a team. Another level. Mike joins us. He's up next. Mike, what's up, buddy? Yes, Michael. Michael's got to unmute that microphone. I'll give him one more shot. Mike, you there? All right, Mike, we'll get back to you, pal. We'll get back to you. We go from Mike, who is not there, to the great Comp in Staten Island. What's up, buddy?
Promises made, promises delivered.
Oh, isn't it great? I mean, when you can quote Stu Finer, that's what I give credit.
This is a huge signal to the rest of the league that we are in business here. It was unacceptable to run this back with Conforto and the rest of these bums who've been bouncing around on this team for the last couple of years. And this was the number one signal that we were going to get, that we mean absolute business going forward. And the players we signed last week are tremendous ball players. And anybody who was killing those moves is completely out of touch.
Yeah, I don't think they get it. I mean, Kump, has anybody watched Starling Marte over the last couple of years? The guy is athletic. He steals bases. He makes shit happen at the top of the order. He is a tremendous talent. You know I'm a big fantasy dork. Mark Canna is terrific, man. He gets on base. He grinds out at bats. And look at what Escobar's done over the last couple of years. That's how you complement the players you have within the lineup. And there was no starting pitcher on the market who had the sort of it factor that Max Scherzer is going to bring to the table. Not Robbie Ray, not Marcus Stroman, not Kevin Gausman. Nobody has that it factor like Scherzer.
Not even close. You can't even compare the two. I didn't even want Robbie Ray. I know he kind of had a couple good years with the D-backs, but last year came out of nowhere, and I wasn't really feeling Gausman for a 5 or 6 year term either. Back up the Brinks truck, bring in the best pitcher that's on the market right now. I wanted either him or Verlander, and we landed one. And all I can say to you, little Yankee fans out there worried about money,
you can sign
1 year, Brett Gardner, bring him back for $5 million, get your little Andrelton Simmons. The Mets are the big boy in town now.
You know what? Comp in Staten Island. Appreciate it, buddy. He makes a point that I cannot even counter, and it bothers me. And again, I don't want to make today about the Yankees. Today is not about the Yankees. Today about the Mets showing you the sort of promise, the sort of dream that you had when this owner took over about being in on guys like this. With the old ownership group, you think you could have made a play like this? No chance. You think the Wilpons are going to go and give $41 or $42 million for a player? No freaking way. This owner says, the hell with that. I can do it. And Steve Cohen said, I go over the luxury tax, I'm shattering the luxury tax. Nah, I think we're seeing that. The great Jeff Money joins us. Hello, Jeff Money.
What a day. What a day to be a Mets fan. Let me tell you. This reminds me. Now, you went back to Piazza. I can go way back to when the Mets picked up Gary Carter and Keith Hernandez to get the thing going in 86. And this was a major pickup for the Mets.
Oh, no doubt. And Lindor was a big move last year, but it was a trade. And, of course, they end up re-signing him, which you knew they were going to do. But you had some folks, Jeff Money, who had the audacity to say, nobody wants to come to the Mets. Nobody wants to play for the Mets. I think we could take that narrative and shove it. I mean, if Max Scherzer, who apparently didn't want to come to New York, now is coming to the Mets, then just about anybody in baseball is going to be willing to come to the Mets because the money's going to be right, and it's New York City, and enough said.
It's going to be like a domino effect, absolutely. You know, I'm glad, you know, the Wilpons would have never done this. We know that for a fact. And going back to being on here on the Greenwood Ringer, hey, we don't have to wait for you later on to come on the air. You come on when you want. We get to vibe about the Mets, being Mets fans, and it's just a great thing.
Well, you ain't kidding, Jeff Money. Let's hope that we are cashing a ticket later on today with the Seattle Seahawks. And I saw that the bartender, if you follow the great Sammy Panionovich, is on the Washington football team. Good news when you're going against the bartender. But yeah, listen, big news happens. You guys are involved. That's what we do here. And then we post it as a pod. If you're at work and you miss it, I listen again. That's what you should do. All right. Justin Fora Park, who I'm sure is pissed off right now. I can understand it. What's up, buddy?
Listen, I'm happy for my wife because she's a Met fan. But my God, is Brian Cashman still sleeping in the streets?
He might be. You know, how many times have I seen, Justin, the gif of the Cashman crawl up the wall for charity, or he's out sleeping in the streets for charity? Great. Well, let's see the New York Yankees go and transform their team. And right now, the New York Yankees have done absolute crickets. How about you giddy? You giddy for Angelton Simmons? Oh, God.
Peraza is going to save the day for the Yankees now. The ex-Met, he's going to save the day.
It bothers me, Justin, from a standpoint of jealousy, that you and I are very jealous of the Mets. Let's be honest, bro. We're very, very jealous of the Mets. You're lying to yourself if you say otherwise.
No, absolutely. Listen, this all came down to, and he got pissed off with Steven Matz, and he's just saying, fuck all you guys. I'm spending all this money, and there's nothing against it. So I'll do the luxury tax, all this shit. And they're not done, dude. They're going to sign two or three more players.
Of course they are, because they can afford to do it. And that's what I figured when the Mets brought in this owner and the amount of money he had from Wall Street, how big a Mets fan he was. This was not some idea of Steve Cohen, you know, owning the team for shits and giggles. Steve Cohen wanted to win. He is, and Francesca said this when he came on the podcast with me, and I know he said it with Bill, and it's 1,000% accurate. Cohen wants to be the guy that's in the middle of that field holding up the World Series trophy as like this savior to this tortured fan base that has gone 35 plus years without a title, and he is this conquering hero, and that's how he and his family will be forever remembered. The guy who saved the New York Mets. That's what he's thinking with every single one of these moves. And you go and bring in a guy like Scherzer, you're not just thinking about winning in the regular season. You're thinking about the idea of, I got DeGrom and Scherzer lined up to pitch in postseason games. And that's special.
Special.
That's one of the scariest 1-2 punches you'll see in a long time, JJ.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, listen, we saw it with the Nationals, with Scherzer and with Strasburg, and how they were the difference with Juan Soto and with Anthony Rendon for a team that won a World Series. Now, is Scherzer going to be as good as he was a couple of years ago? That's the million-dollar question. I don't know the answer to that. I can tell you this, for the next year or two, I would put my money on yes. I do not know how Scherzer holds up over 4 years, but you don't worry about that if you're a Mets fan. You worry about next year. That's what this year is about. At $130 million over 3 years, This is about next year and a year after that. DeGrom in his prime, Scherzer at the back end, Lindor, Alonso, go get it.
Absolutely. And again, one last thing. I don't understand how the Yankees were not in on Marte. If you're going to tell me that they're all about Aaron Hicks because he's hitting winter ball, they are fucking lost, dude. They just don't know what they're doing anymore. They really are. This guy is due to play 50 games at most, Aaron Hicks. So, again, another guy that they let just slip away. Perfect fit for Yankee, contact guy. Just doesn't look like the Yankees know what they're doing, bro.
Yeah, it's concerning. And listen, I know there are a lot of Yankee fans probably in this room on edge wondering when their move is going to happen. You're not going to be making as big a splash as the Mets. I do not. The more and more I think about it, guys, I don't think they're in on Seager. I don't. You know, I had somebody who is very well connected. He told me that Seager's personality is not cut out for New York. I, quite frankly, don't want to hear that. You play in Los Angeles. You won a World Series MVP in Los Angeles. And I know it's different. I don't understand that for the life of me. I really don't. But I think he's going to end up with the Rangers. So then what for the Yankees? This is not a sexy name. Chris Taylor looked really good for the Yankees because he could play some short. He could play the outfield. It's not Max Scherzer, but that's a name I'm absolutely in on. And listen, plenty of time for the Yankees. Today's about the Mets. Don joins us. What's up, Don?
God, I cannot believe this finally happened. I never thought this day would come. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I understand the giddiness, bro. I do. Because how old, Don, if you don't mind me asking, how old are you?
I'm 26.
Okay, so you're a younger guy. Good. I'm glad that I'm hitting your age demographic because you were probably a little too young. You might remember, but you might be a little bit too young to really appreciate Piazza and even to a lesser extent, Beltran and Pedro. So for a good amount of your adult years, almost all of your adult years, the Mets, despite the fact that they're in New York City, despite the fact that they should be a big market, big ticket type of team, they haven't been. So to see them act like this in a town where you share it with the Yankees, it's got to be beyond refreshing. I totally understand it, dude. I do.
Yeah, I mean, the embarrassing year I remember specifically was, I mean, think back to 2018-19 when it was the Machado-Harper free agency. And the thought of the Mets going after either of those guys, it was laughable. Like, no, the idea wasn't even entertained with the Wilpons.
Comical. And, Don, I got news for you. It would have been comical with Lindor, and it probably would have been comical with Scherzer. In fact, not I think. I know it would have been comical. You think Jeff and Fred Wilpon would give him Max Scherzer $42 million a year? No shot.
No, give me a break. No, no way. So let me leave you with this, JJ. With the manager, and I came on a little late, so maybe you covered this. Is it Buck or bust, or is there someone else you would even entertain as well?
It's a fascinating question, Don. Good call. Buck, to me, is the guy. I think this is a win-now team. I think Buck still has a lot of gas left in the tank. Listen, I think anybody who is a listener of mine would know I wanted him to manage the Yankees. I think Buck has something to prove. And this idea that, oh, you know, baseball's not going in that direction, blah, 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 that's such bullshit. Look at what Dusty Baker just did. Look at what Snitker just did. I mean, Snitker just won the World Series. He's this, like, baseball lifer. I think Buck is the number one candidate if I'm making the decision. Oh, could you imagine the idea of Buck sticking it to the Yankees and winning the World Series with the Mets? Ugh. Ugh, I'm going to vomit.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Major League Baseball. A lot is going on in the world of sports right now, but don't forget the 2024 baseball season. It's officially here. Some pretty exciting things to look forward to. Can the star-studded Dodgers, can they make the World Series? Can Mookie Betts break my heart again? How about the young Orioles? How about the defending champs, the Rangers, trying to become the first back-to-back champs in over two decades? See how far they'll go. Get in on the action by visiting your local ballpark or any ballpark, or you can just go to MLB.com. Tap the banner to learn more. Baseball is something else.
Tim joins us. What's happening, Timmy?
Good. You know, it's a wonderful day. The Mets made, you know, a humongous signing. But it's funny you just said about sticking it to the team. The Scherzer deal gives me a sense of, you know, when the Yankees signed Doc and Darryl and the Mets fans have to watch Doc and Darryl win championships, and now the Washington Nationals, a woebegone franchise of one World Series, their best player to ever play their uniform, has to go face them six times a year and probably, hopefully, maybe, watch them win a World Series on the team, which with Steve Cohen money.
Yeah, it would. You know what's funny, Tim? It would bother me from a Nationals perspective, but the fact that he was a part of a team that won it a couple of years ago, like very recently, it's not like Doc and Darryl where it's like a 14-year hiatus, give or take, or what was it, a 10-year hiatus, depending on the year. It's different. You know, like the Nationals just celebrated. They were this team that came out of nowhere. They won the World Series in 2019. It'll suck. It'll bother you the first time you see it. But I don't think it's going to sting nearly as much as Doc and Darryl a decade later going to the Yankees of all teams and winning. I think it's a little bit different. Just a smidge.
That's fair. The other part, too, though, you know, having a horse with DeGrom after DeGrom having an injury plagued season, he's going to have a little extra motivation and make sure he's still number one on his team, even though it's going to be tough to be number one with Scherzer on the team.
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt. And with the money the Mets just dished out for Max Scherzer, DeGrom has an opt-out at the end of this year for his contract. It is a stone-cold lock, Timmy, that Jacob DeGrom, if he has a big-time season and does not get injured, will exercise that option. And he's going to want $45 million a year. Hey, why wouldn't you? I mean, I got two Cy Youngs. I'm a little younger than Max Scherzer. I want to go make $40 million a year. But here's the good news. This owner can afford it. You know, I know it sounds crazy. It is crazy. The fact that we're talking about two pitchers maybe making $90 million over next year. Yeah, it's absolutely absurd. But the Mets can afford it.
Yes, it is. You know, you see the chart when he first bought the team and the little line chart of how he's $14 billion, the next guy's $2 billion. He can afford any of this stuff. He can sign whoever he wants, whenever he wants. And the fact that he could do this, it's just, you know, after a Lilpon era, it's legitimately the word unbelievable. You cannot believe that this is actually happening to this team that's gone through this crap for 40 years, 50 years. Forget it. It's, I mean, it's crazy.
Well, what it is, Timmy, good call. Appreciate it, pal. It is like the bizarro world. I don't know how many of you are Seinfeld fans. This is like the bizarro world. The idea of the Mets acting like the old school Yankees, it's crazy. You guys will appreciate this. You guys are all bettors, or some of you are. The Mets went from 20-1 to 11-1 to win the World Series over the last 48 hours. Want to tell me this move doesn't matter? I think not. From 20-1 to 11-1. You make this sort of move if you're trying to win within the next 2 to 3 years. The Mets should be trying to win with this core. They should. They're in a position where, guess what? DeGrom, his prime ain't going to last forever. You just paid Lindor a ton of money. This is about the here and now. Go get it. Right here, right now. And I think we're going to have more craziness between now and the end of the day. I really do. This is interesting. Very interesting. And you want to talk about spicing up the Yankee-Met rivalry that much more. And Yankee fans, I feel like, I don't know how they'd feel about this. This is from Mike Puma. The Mets could be paying attention tomorrow to whether Gary Sanchez is tendered a contract by the New York Yankees. New GM Billy Epler. Yankee ties connected to Sanchez from the Yankee organization. Could you imagine if Gary Sanchez is the catcher of the New York Mets? Wouldn't that be a mind fucking a half? And where do I stand with the Yankees with Sanchez, in case you're wondering? I bring him back with a better backup. But I'm not going to be shedding any tears if he's gone. That's kind of where I stand. I just don't know how you upgrade and how you get better. That's really my question from a Yankee standpoint. I don't know how you get better. In the old days, the Yankees would be poised to answer and to counter the Mets. However, it's not the old days anymore. The Yankees seem far more content trying to stay under that luxury tax and trying to do things their way, except for the fact that it hasn't exactly been working. It's not like the Yankees have been churning out World Series appearance after World Series appearance. I would hope that this would trigger serious action. I'm not sold that it's going to trigger serious action. But the Mets go today and get Max freaking Scherzer. Yeah, I'd give him $40 million a year. And yeah, this is a move that's worth it for the New York Mets because it's an all-in type of move for an all-in now type of team and for an ownership group and for a franchise that is doing it in a much different way than they were as of 2 years ago. Somebody said in here a few minutes ago, and they're 1,000% right. The idea of Machado, Harper, Rendon. Remember when those guys are free agents? You'd like laugh at the idea. Laugh at the idea of them being Mets. Not anymore. New World Order. Steven is up next. What's up, Steven?
My man, Double J, how's it doing, baby?
Steven, how we living, kid? What's up, pal?
Doing fantastic, man. Besides your Finns being like the hottest football team in the AFC East, except for the Patriots, it's a fucking great day to be a Mets fan. It's long overdue. And just to echo, I know some of your callers earlier said the same thing. The people, the best people to thank for this, Steven Matz and whoever the hell Steven Matz's agent is, because I work in I'm a great landscaper on a golf course, and I can tell you one thing from working on high-end golf courses, there is nothing on the planet more dangerous than a very pissed off billionaire, and that's what you have right now in Steve Cohen, and I hope they blow it out. Like you said, if you're going over the luxury tax, we're going to blow it the fuck out. Just keep blowing, buddy.
Well, I think we're onto that, Steven. I mean, we really are. I mean, they already went out and signed Starling Marte. They go and get Escobar. They go and get Marcana. And now it's Scherzer. And you're wondering who is next. How crazy is that from a Mets perspective? They just go and get Max Scherzer $40+ million. And you're like, yeah, the team's not done. Maybe it's Iglesias. Maybe it's Javi Baez. Maybe it's Chris Bryant. Any of those names, I can't call you crazy. How can I call you crazy? This owner's got unlimited money to spend. And he's all in on the idea of putting a championship caliber team on the field. So from a Mets perspective, now that you know you got a 1 and a legit 1A, you don't got a better 1-2 punch in baseball. Try to find me one otherwise. There's not one that's close. DeGrom and Scherzer is the best 1-2 punch in baseball. Just like when it was Scherzer and Strasburg or Cole and Verlander, those teams had that going. The Mets now have that going. Go up and down baseball. Who's going to come close? Who's going to come close? Impossible to find. I think they need a closer. I'm not a believer in Diaz. I don't trust Diaz in a big situation. I've seen him yuck it up way too many times. So I'm getting Iglesias. And I'm also kicking the tires on Bryant. I don't think they'll do that. I think ultimately Baez ends up with the Mets. Unless the only way he does not end up with the Mets is if the Tigers bend over backwards for him or the Red Sox do. That's the only way I see Javi Baez out of here. If somebody just exceeds that offer. The Mets really want him, they're going to keep him. That's what I've learned with this Scherzer move. If the Mets really want the particular player, they're going to get him. Unless, of course, that guy doesn't want to come here. It's a crazy, crazy time. The Mets are the franchise spending like crazy. They're the big boys. And they have put Major League Baseball on notice. Download New York, New York. Subscribe to New York, New York. Apple, Spotify. Do what you got to do. Enjoy your day, Mets fans. And I'm sure there's more news to come. We're back with a podcast on Tuesday. Be good, everybody.